from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Shine is off for one more day, getting in some last-minute summer vacation time. I will be off tomorrow. Curtis, you're off Friday. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then are you gone all next week?
I'll be back after tomorrow on the Tuesday following Labor Day.
Okay. Wow.
Well-deserved vacation.
Yep. Working 6 days a week here. Haven't taken time off except for my son's birthday, Father of the Year, and I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Just a warning. Do not count on the weather forecast in Curtis's absence.
Yeah.
You can't rely on it. We have no actual meteorologists when Curtis is not here on this program.
I take all of the equipment with me.
Okay. Is this a chance for Jackson to step up?
Because I know just do the weather. I mean, I think Shine can handle it.
When Curtis is out,
Jackson will probably get a lead in Curtis's absence. I would assume.
I love when Jackson does a lead.
I know you do.
Because it makes the lack of energy you put into yours seem better.
No, my lead was pretty good. No, I just love hearing his different takes on the world.
They're always very personal.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, there's no there is a sports theme here and there, but it is sometimes it's good advice.
Yeah.
Right.
Helping you out.
Or a conundrum with a mother-in-law.
Curtis, Game Dog, 888, and John in the car in the Twitch chat say definitely well deserved, and please take more time, maybe a couple months.
My two stenographers, thank you. Every day, 4 hours, listening and reacting to everything I say, wondering why I have a job when their behavior is actually why.
Gretchen Foyer coming up at 10. And tomorrow, in my absence, the Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow on this show. Red Sox hanging in there.
Yep.
With a win last night, and they really do need to win this series. So, yes.
And during the break, we were talking about true crime. And Curtis, if you're looking for anything to watch during your well-deserved break, there are two new Lacey Peterson documentaries.
Yes.
One on Netflix, one on
Peacock.
Peacock with the one that Scott is actually speaking in. It's either Hulu or Peacock.
I didn't watch that one, but I watched the true crime story on Netflix.
Very good.
Do you think he's an innocent man sitting in prison?
So there was one that got released in 2020 that I watched. I said, ooh, maybe he didn't do it. After watching the Netflix one, I forgot how much of a dirtbag he was. Yeah. And yeah.
That's why you can't. Just because he's a dirtbag doesn't mean he did it.
Explain to me how he went to his girlfriend, while he's married, pregnant, pregnant wife, girlfriend's apartment on December 9th and said that his wife died, and this was his first holiday season without her, and then wife disappears just a few weeks later.
Yeah, that is a little bit suspicious.
Can he tell the future?
I forgot that there was, her hair was found in his boat.
Yes, on the pliers.
Yeah.
That's
a tough one to explain away.
In the area.
You can't blame that on your trainer and the steroid cream that
correct.
He's using.
And the lure you said you used was never taken out of the container that you purchased.
Yeah. And where he said he went fishing that day, her body and her unborn son Connor's body was washed up on the shore very close by.
One thing, if we're looking for recommendations on Netflix, the Steve McNair Untold.
Oh, I watched it last night.
Pretty good?
It's excellent.
It's excellent, and I don't know.
It's called Air McNair or something?
Air McNair.
Yeah.
And I probably might have just been bombed. I mean, that's most of my life. But I didn't remember all the details surrounding it. And It's the same. So if you like the Netflix, the Florida football, the Johnny Manziel, like those style of documentaries, this is less than an hour.
Didn't the girlfriend shoot him?
Yeah.
Well, spoiler alert. I mean,
it happened, what? I don't know how long ago. It was like 15 years ago.
But what's interesting, Curtis, in addition to obviously the true crime part, because I'm addicted, but is the when you look at the Oilers, and then they go deep into the move to Tennessee and Jeff Fisher and how big when it came to Steve McNair and what he did for football.
Yeah.
And with the Titans, it's awesome. It's really, it's worth the hour.
I remember sitting in college watching him play for Alcorn State, watching just like on TV. It was like,
They go into all that.
Yeah, just watching him. Yeah, you know, and then obviously, you know, seeing his career and everything. It happened so long ago, but I guess it's probably cool to kind of see maybe what led to the whole. Shooting him.
It may be the most amazing ending of any Super Bowl when you consider this singular stop by the Rams against the Titans. I wonder, has anybody ever asked Jeff Fisher if they would have gone for two? Like, so they were down seven.
Yeah.
There was, what, 1 second left or 2 seconds left on the clock. I wonder if they would have gone for two.
That was spot. Greatest show on turf Rams as well, correct?
Right.
Who was the kid who caught the ball?
Dyson.
I played with him. We were teammates in Carolina together. I don't think so. If they score, though, then they probably just, you're saying, go for two rather than take it to overtime?
Because you're playing a team that's probably better than you. So Dyson was on the 38 Super Bowl that lost to the Patriots with the KC kick out of bounds and the Titans team?
Was it 38 or was he
the one you were in?
No, I know that. I'm trying to think. Was he on that team or was it the year before?
Because if he was on those two teams, God, talk about.
Because he ended up getting hurt. He ended up blowing his Achilles out, so. I can't remember if it was the year before the 38 Super Bowl or if it was that year.
All right, back to the news.
And let's go to Florida.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
A 55-year-old guy, Jose Marti Alvarez, has been jailed for impersonating a pizzeria. So this is what he'd do. He'd deliver flyers to different hotels in his area, pretending to be a legit pizza shop called Roman's Pizzeria.
Okay.
But instead of
Roman... if you're at a hotel visiting Florida...
Yep.
And you see a flyer...
You take it.
And it says Roman's Pizzeria. Sounds like a pretty good spot to get a pie.
Yeah.
I'd be in on it at Roman's. Okay.
But instead of Roman's Pizzeria's number on this flyer, because it's a legit place, if you Google it, you can find it. It's this guy's phone number.
Okay.
So they would call, place their order. He would come deliver a pie he made. Customers were then complaining because they were subpar slices.
Right.
We can hear from...
Was he making them
yes.
or buying the slices elsewhere? I think he was buying the slices from somebody else.
Oh, so he only delivered slices?
Yeah, it was subpar slices. The subpar slices make me think that maybe he was...
Maybe he was making them himself, and they were subpar.
Yes.
Were they like English muffin pizzas?
Oh, those are delicious.
Okay, but not you're not paying $25
No, you are not. Right. No, you are not.
Okay.
But we can hear from the real owner of Roman's Pizzeria, Jesus Roman.
Bad on cook. Sometimes they said in a box a piece of raw dough, and they just give it to them, and they just, by the time they realize it, they're gone already. When the manager went to confront him in the parking lot, he tried to get away. He almost hit him.
I mean, what was the...
So he was just putting, like, dough in there or whatever. Because I was going to say,
not cook.
Who's ordering just slices? Like, you know, who's saying, hey...
I mean, did he have the box and everything?
Yeah, he definitely had the box, but when they opened it, it was like... either uncooked dough or, like, you know, he tried, but it wasn't great.
Well, he probably didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah, but maybe he has a dream of opening his own pizza shop.
Yeah, I mean, a pretty good scam, to be honest with you, until people start figuring out that the pizza's not that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, or there's no...
But if it came to you in the hotel in the pizza, the white pizza box...
Yep.
And it said, you've tried all the rest, now try the best.
Yeah.
Then you would just assume that it came from Roma's.
And how many people actually get the box and as soon as they get it, open it up
no
to look
one.
At it? So by the time you realize it, he's already gone.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's under arrest.
Under arrest.
Probably rightly so.
Yeah. Next up, 27-year-old Eugenio Ernesto Hernandez Garnier boarded an American Airlines flight from Miami to Vegas with his wife, but his appearance shocked some. Mitch has a photo of him. He has a bloodied head with some bandages appearing to fall off on the back.
All right. Okay.
He had just had a hair transplant surgery.
All right.
And then tried to board the flight.
And they kicked him off?
Well, they tried. The airline, the American Airlines workers were saying, you know, this could contaminate the other passengers.
Well, yeah, nobody wants to fly on a flight for a couple hours with somebody whose head is bleeding next to you.
But they were also worried about him and his ability to be able to sustain a flight from Miami to Vegas. He and his wife refused to get off the flight. They said, if we can't fly, nobody can. So then they had to be escorted off the flight. The duo was arrested, and they're facing charges of trespassing with a warning and resisting an officer without violence.
Well, how's he supposed to get back from Columbia?
You know, he goes, Miami.
Well, I mean, you go down there and you get your cheap hair plugs.
Oh.
Not everybody can go to the local place.
You think it was done at like in one of those storage places or something?
It was probably cheap down there. You know, it's like women go and get BBLs. You got to get back home somehow.
Preach.
You know, so, you know, maybe you wear a hat or something. You know, I get the bandages on.
Yeah.
Did the hair take?
I mean, I hope. It looks very painful.
It's very early. We'd have to ask Foyer.
I want to apologize to you, Greg, and the entire audience. When I said I banged my head on my golf cart, I was actually getting hair plugs.
Interesting spot for you to get. Just that little bump in the middle.
You know, you got to start somewhere.
As long as he had his bandages on, it's fine.
But they needed to bandage the
whole thing. Have you ever thought about it,
Curtis? No.
I mean, it looks so real.
I mean, it is appealing.
It actually
thinking about
does.
Bleeding from my.
It does look real.
Look
it
at
does.
Foyer.
Yes, it
Foyer's
does.
Foyer's got a nice.
Look at Brady.
And Brady's got some good ones. Foyer's got a good, nice set of thick hair now.
Yeah.
Well, I would never. So Foyer has hair plugs?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all hair transplant.
It does look. It looks great, his hair.
Yeah, that's my
point.
You
never know. You never know with him.
So this is like, you could clearly tell he went down there probably a little bit cheaper. Gets it done. He's only going an in and out trip. Comes back. He's bloodied a little bit, but
he was bloodied a lot.
But he probably had the bandages on.
No, right. they were not covering the top. That was the issue.
Maybe he has to let it breathe. Oh. If I gotta sit next to you with your stinky feet out, what the hell's the difference?
Fair point.
Blood?
No. So dirty feet.
No, bodily fluids over dirty feet.
Have you
feet.
Seen the bottom of some people's feet before?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're sitting there putting them up on the back of somebody's chair.
Gross.
I'd rather sit next to somebody with a bloody scope.
Remember that, Wiggy, when the guy was using his foot to use the TV on JetBlue?
It's disgusting. My gosh. I would rather.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, my. Yeah, it was like a famous viral image. Yeah. It was the most disgusting thing I have ever seen. Yeah.
I would much rather sit next to a bloody scope than dirty feet.
Right.
People are absolute animals.
Have we gone a day without somebody refusing to get off a plane in the last 2 years?
No.
I wouldn't get off a plane either, though. I mean, seriously.
Oh, but well, then you cause like a scene.
I don't give a crap. If you're not kicking me off, I'm trying to get home like everybody else. Guess what? If I can't get home, nobody's getting home.
Oh, my goodness. I'd be like, I'm so sorry. Person.
Oh, yeah. I'd be there all day long. And then if I was the person that was, I'd be like, man, get this clown off the plane so we can get out of here.
You're the worst.
I mean, isn't that the worst thing, though, to be on an airplane stuck or stuck at an airport where you're just trying to get home. And then now it's like, all right, just let the guy, just leave him on. We'll be fine. We made it through COVID. Let's all just get home in peace.
All right, anything else, Courtney?
Well, an arcade in Austin, Texas posted a voicemail they received from an angered man who called about the place being sexist and not having a woman's bathroom, assuming women can't be gamers too.
Oh.
The issue... He didn't look hard enough.
Oh, okay.
The place does have a bathroom, and they make sure that women's needs are met. We can hear the voicemail.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I was just wondering, is this a voicemail, right? I'm being recorded. I was just wondering if there's a ladies' room at your establishment. Because I had a friend go there, and she felt so uncomfortable how there's men room and then there's family room, yet there's no ladies' room. It's not a welcoming environment. And what, are you trying to play off the stereotype that video games are just for men? You realize women are smarter than males? They would completely dominate in video games if they took the time to care. You're pretty for business, you know that? Quit being weirdos at a ladies' room. All right, I'm not playing around.
Oh, it's like
I'm not playing around. Well, was the guy trying to impress? He's obviously trying to impress the female gamer try to get in with her. But I
maybe he cares. Maybe he's like Edith.
I always wonder, who has the time to go to the effort of leaving a voicemail to complain about a place?
A lot of people.
They do.
Have you been to Alamo in the Seaport?
What's Alamo?
I haven't been there yet.
It's a movie cinema.
Theater, yeah.
Their big thing is no cell phones during a movie. Okay. So
I
do too. They come once and tell you no, and then if they have to come to you again, they kick you out.
All right.
I love it. Because there's no noises, there's no flashes throughout the theater. It's complete darkness. But they will play a voicemail, in the beginning parts before the movie runs.
Mm-hmm.
Of a customer that called and was pissed about them getting kicked out because they were on their cell phone.
Yeah,
and I love it. I'm no. And they use it over and over again.
Yeah. All right. But who has the time to be leaving an angry voicemail complaint?
Some gamer that's trying to get some panties. I'm coming to your defense.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Terrible word. Courtney, thank you very much. That is the news. And speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending right now.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Sox take one against the Astros behind a Jaren Duran game-winning homer. 6-5 was your final. And Duran talked about the team knowing the importance of this game, as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
My bad, I wasn't ready for that. I just saw your text. I'm sorry. I'll have it in 10 seconds.
Jim Abbott would have nailed it. He only has one arm.
Greatest athlete ever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I did not know. See, that's the great thing about Jackson's lead. I had no idea where he was going.
Right? Wild.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
He can
imagine, not.
Jim Abbott also can change the television on a plane with his foot.
He probably could, actually. He probably has very skillful feet.
Are we going to hear the audio there, Jackson?
My left foot.
Jaren, I would imagine, not all these games are created equal. You had the sense as a group that this was a big-time game, and you really set the tone early.
Yeah, coming down the stretch like this, all these games are a matter. So, just setting the tone early, man. We've been grinding, and we've been able to get off to a hot start, and just keeping the pressure on, especially a good team like that. You can't let up on them.
Hurry in and save big on a new Nissan at the Nissan End of Summer Sales Event. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com. Another one in Houston tonight. First pitch, 2:10, with Cooper Criswell getting the start, opposing Justin Verlander. You can hang out with Arcan at 1:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Patriots back at practice today, 1 p.m. start, with Gerard Mayo speaking with media beforehand at 12:30. That's ahead of Sunday's preseason finale with the Commanders. And history was made last night, the first WNBA game ever played at the TD Garden, with the Connecticut Sun defeating the LA Sparks in front of a sold-out crowd.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
So the question would be, should there be a WNBA franchise here in Boston?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Do you think that they would do a sellout crowd every time?
Not every time. The Garden's empty, most of their season without concerts playing. Those nights are open.
Boston's, we know it's a big tourist place. So I think a lot of people would, say, hey, it's summertime. Let's take in a WNBA game. I think it would do much better here than it would. I bet it's doing in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Christian Fourier did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 60 degrees in Boston. Afternoon high, sunny 73, and just start dancing. As much as possible.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, Gerard Mayo says that everyone who is healthy will play on Sunday. As the preseason comes to a close, and I would assume that means both Jacoby Brissett and Drake May, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. So a text message during the break from a 617 texter on the Subaru of New England text line. It's directed at you and not in a friendly way. I don't even know if I should read it.
I welcome the, you know.
Not a lot of respect for you, Coach, from this texter. Do you want to hear it or not?
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. I don't want to ruin your day. What time is it? It's almost 8:36.
Oh. Yeah.
You may have a bad day. It's nearly 8:36, and we learned that earlier on the show, we learned that whether it's going to be a good day or a bad day by 8:36 every morning. So,
how are you feeling right now, temperature-wise?
I feel fine.
Okay. I saw a face.
That was
there.
A tough break.
Yeah. Jackson on the rejoins is he does his best. He just doesn't get creative enough. He just goes back. He falls back into the kind of the.
He tried to get creative. He had the news going with the open.
I didn't hear that part. Oh. Was that on the stream? I didn't miss that part.
What?
Some people are complaining on the stream that the news was playing at the same time as some other, like an intro to the show or something. I don't know, Jackson. I'm not on the stream. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, you're doing a bang up job, as they say.
Thank you. And we had talked about the stream kind of messing up during the commercials right there. And Shime told me that whenever you are kind of, you know, maybe starting to get in a frustrated mood, that's one of the go-to songs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. Rain King?
Yes.
By the Counting Crows.
All right.
So you guys are talking about Greg behind his back?
No. I ask him for tips on, you know, whenever I produce a show, I ask him for, you know, situations and tips.
Was the number one tip play the right audio when Courtney's asking for it, or was that a different what?
No, that was up there, definitely.
Okay. All right.
I think we need Dancing Curtis to cut the tension.
So anyway,
all right.
Wiggy is so ignorant, 617 text, when it comes to Drake May. Why would you want to start somebody when you have absolutely no chance of being a playoff team with him or without him? That is directed at you.
Okay. So here's how I'd say with my ignorance, right? I would say the reason why I would do it is to get him as much experience as he can his rookie year. So in his second year, he'll be way more comfortable when it comes to the NFL game. He'll have seen a lot of things. He'll have gotten live reps. He'll have made mistakes. He'll have taken hits. He'll have done all the things that comes with actually playing versus just sitting on the bench all year. And then his first time of live reps, we now have to wait another year.
And I would say to that a-hole 617 going after Wiggy, Wiggy is not ignorant about this or anything. I would say simply, then what's the point of playing anyone this year? If they're not going to be a playoff team,
yeah.
Then why would you play Osborne? Why would you play David Andrews?
I think the argument would probably be that you spent considerably when it came to the draft on Drake May.
Right.
It is the first time in a long time that you have had a top three pick.
Right.
So that would make him different than anybody else that is on this team.
Right.
But Drake aside, don't you as a team want to know what you have quicker than waiting another year? Like, even if Drake May is not going to make or break this season, I want to know what we have instead of just prolonging that for another year. Like, don't we want to get back to the postseason? Don't we want to get back to championship status? Putting off who we believe is going to be the future of this franchise for another year isn't going to help us.
And what was the last time the Patriots made the playoffs? Oh, it was when they started a rookie quarterback. Right.
And I would always say this to people who say that. I would say, okay, then explain to me or give me a good reasonings on why sitting him for the year will. What's the good reasoning for sitting him?
Well, I guess the easy win is he doesn't get hurt. Doesn't get his head knocked.
You're guaranteeing me next year that you're going to shore up the offensive line position.
Well, I would assume they would. I would assume that they have finally figured out. Right. I don't know why they didn't during the offseason, but they have finally.
What if they get
finally figured out that five is an issue for them? Right.
So.
But even if he gets hurt, let's say he gets hurt and it's before Thanksgiving. Given the way that people deal with the worst kind of knee injuries today, he'll be back for training camp. Right. He'll be back for, you know,
whenever.
Like he'll be okay.
Aaron Rodgers is back from Achilles.
Right. I hear this argument a lot. So this is from a 603 texter. Hello, hello to New Hampshire, home of one of the all-time great road shows at Bernie's. You don't want to. You start him week one.
Uh huh.
And then you end up sitting him week six, and his confidence is ruined.
Yeah, well, I would.
Confidence.
Why would you sit him? If you're going to start him, then you ride it till the wheels fall off.
And if you thought he had confidence issues, you probably shouldn't use the third pick in the draft on him.
Well, you know what people will say, and then this is.
But see, the argument, Curtis, is that is what some people think that's what happened with Mac Jones.
What happened with Mac Jones is that he arrived in camp. They replaced McDaniels with Bill's drinking buddies, and he didn't buy in.
Yeah.
So Bill turned on him, and everything went downhill. We all remember what Bill Belichick said when Mac arrived for his second training camp. He made, what was it, unprecedented growth or dramatic improvement?
Dramatic improvements,
and he was good as rookie year.
Right.
But here's what people will then say, and then this is where I flip that switch for that ignorance. People will then say, sit him this year. You're going to stink anyways. Then you'll have a pick in the top five. And then you know what people will say? Use that top five pick to get a left tackle. Okay. So now Drake May, his first year as a starter, is going to be next to a guy who his first year at left tackle, he's going to be a rookie.
Yeah.
So like my wife always says, make it make sense. That math ain't mathing.
So let's just say they go 10 weeks, the Patriots go 2-8 with Jacoby Brissett, and then Drake May comes in. What do you gain?
Right.
You saw Jacoby Brissett in the last preseason game.
Yes.
That was a Mac-esque interception.
Yeah.
What did Drake May learn? What is he gaining by watching that?
Nothing.
Wiggy, you know better than anybody.
Right.
You gain by experiencing real-life events. He can't do that. And it's not like he's watching a talented guy.
Well, you know the thing, Curtis, and this is where people are frauds on the sit Drake May, is because when I ask the question and I say, What do you gain from sitting Drake May all year long versus what is the reward from playing him all year long?
Here's an answer for you.
Yes. Other than being getting hurt.
From the Subaru of New England text line.
Uh-huh.
It makes no sense
uh-huh.
to start a rookie quarterback who is still having problems under center and let him get hammered for 5 weeks. That will make him skittish in the pocket going forward.
But we use that all the time. It's like, other than, he could get hurt, he could get hit, he could get hit, he can get hit. What's the difference if it's his second year and he's getting hit? That could still make you skittish. But if you're Mac Jones, I don't think Mac Jones ever had an issue when we talked about him where we felt like, he got hit too much and that affected him as a player, like he was skittish.
Right.
Now,
here's the text. I don't like it, but I'm going to read it. How did starting a freshman quarterback work for you, Coach, at Brockton?
Well, freshman's so, different, though.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yes. You got to understand. One was barely hitting puberty, and the other one is a grown man. You know,
he doesn't look like a grown man, though, Drake May. He looks like he's 19.
He has a baby face.
Yeah, he does have a baby face.
Yes.
But it's a lot different when you're talking about a kid who's barely hitting puberty and he's going against 18-year-olds.
Here's Dave from Natick. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
You know, nothing as an NFL draft pick is certain. We take five quarterbacks in the first round. There's four or five elite quarterbacks in the league that play for 15 years. So your batting average is going to be around 20% no matter what you do. But keep in mind that there are quarterbacks like David Carr, who was a number one pick, Drew Brees earlier in his career with the Chargers, Jake Plummer, and a bunch of other guys that had really porous offensive lines, that their success was hampered by the fact that all of a sudden they had voices in their head and they were seeing linemen coming at them and really ruin their growth. So
totally different time, Dave. Totally different time. The quarterbacks could be hit like crazy. The NFL today protects the quarterback far more than Jake Plummer and Drew Brees were when they came into the league.
Well, but if you're still in your mind saying, I've got 2.5 seconds to get the ball out and I've got a average at best offensive unit, you're not going to be successful as a quarterback.
But how did that hamper Drew Brees' career? I mean, he went on to have a Hall of Fame career.
Right.
When he went to New Orleans, he was a different quarterback within one season.
Right.
So earlier in his career, he was average at best. And then when he went to New Orleans, he was highly successful with Sean Payton. So,
well, isn't that more about the coach?
Right. I mean, he was in a better system that maximized his ability.
Similar or better argument might be Peyton Manning's first season.
Bingo.
Am I right?
I mean, there's plenty of guys that...
What did they win? Three games?
And he had the record for 28 interceptions in a single year.
I mean, there's plenty of guys. You could look... Joe Burrow played his first year. He looks like he's pretty good. Josh Allen played his first year. He looks like he's pretty good. Who else played their first year? Justin Herbert played his first year. He looks like he's pretty good. There's plenty of guys that have played their first year as rookies,
mm-hmm.
got hit, got beat up, and still turned out to be pretty... Drew Bledsoe played his first year and was really good. He didn't get a little bit skittish until later on in his career.
And I would say this. Give me an example of a top 10 pick sitting out a year watching a mediocre quarterback and having a good career. I'll wait.
Can't find one. You're not going to be able
to... Tom Brady was behind Drew Bledsoe, as much crap as we give him, Pro Bowler. Patrick Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith. Pro Bowler.
But Brady wasn't even a top 10 pick. So
right, that's a good point.
Brady lucked into that.
But I'm talking, in general, find me somebody.
You can't.
That sat behind a mediocre quarterback for a season and then had a good career.
And when it comes to the argument, the original argument mm-hmm. in the 617 text, so you're going into the season, you're not a playoff team. Wasn't that the same situation with Houston?
Yeah. Same exact situation.
Prior to C.J. Stroud?
Yep. They were four. I think they only won. They might only won two games or maybe four games. I can't remember. But they stunk. They got C.J. Stroud. Turned out well. I mean, that it's just the way the NFL.
Hold on, you idiots. Aaron Rodgers was behind Brett Favre. Ever heard of him? He's a Hall of Famer. Won three straight MVPs in the 90s.
The way the NFL works.
God, watch Something About Mary.
And it's and whether it's today's game, when I played, or in the 80s. The way the NFL works, or it probably even goes back to the 70s, when you draft a guy who's a top 5, top 10 pick, quarterback and your team's not very good, you play that guy. Dan Marino came out, what was it, 83? Played his first year.
Super duper.
That's what the expectations are. Unless, like Curtis said, you're behind a guy that is an established pro that has shown he's a very good starter, and that situation might be like, okay, we're going to sit Rodgers because he's behind Brett Favre. We're going to sit Patrick Mahomes because he's behind Alex Smith, who would show like, okay, I can win playoff games. But even look at the Tua situation, they ended up starting Tua throughout later on in that season. And, you know, he was behind a journeyman backup.
He was behind Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah,
and even have Lamar Jackson, he was behind Joe Flacco, right, who won a Super Bowl but didn't even finish the year.
You draft that guy with the expectation that we have to play him. Because in the world of football today, how long are you waiting for a quarterback to see if he's the guy or not?
Right.
It's 2 years at best.
There's a lot of calls on this, but mm-hmm. we got to take a break, so we'll get to those calls coming up.
A big rejoin coming up for Jackson.
with Sunday looming. Maybe you are excited because you see Drake May come out as the one mm-hmm. with the ones on Sunday.
Won't that make the season better?
Yes.
Like, we know they're not going to win, but won't it make the season better to just be like, all right, we can watch Drake May every play, every down, every game to see what we got.
All right, well, we'll see what the people want with regard to Drake May coming up. And then I mentioned this earlier, but there were some who were upset that Courtney and I had dinner with Karen Reed. And I want to hear from the other side on this. And so we will be joined at 9 by a friend of John O'Keefe's, longtime friend of John O'Keefe's, John Jackson. And we will hear what John has to say coming up at 9. Wiggy, when it comes to your demand that Jerod Mayo start Drake May week one, mm-hmm. there is one individual who we learned yesterday might disagree, and that is none other than Tom Brady. So just a reminder.
Right. Because remember, said they rush quarterbacks nowadays.
But Matt Ryan.
But the guy he sat behind started as a rookie. Tom, just, make it make sense, brother.
Just a reminder you and Tom Brady are not in the same company on this one.
No, Tom is saying that they've done it because they've dumbed everything down. That's right. Why players are. He's not saying he wouldn't do it. He's ripping the NFL for making it so easy that these guys can play in their rookie year.
This is Riley from New Hampshire. Hello, Riley.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
So you guys basically brought up my points in this last segment where it's like all of these great quarterbacks now sat behind at least competent quarterbacks in the league, like Alex Smith and Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre. But we're expecting May to learn everything about being a great quarterback from somebody who doesn't start unless it's the New England Patriots. We're expected to go 3-15. Like, it's not good. It's not a good option. So make it more fun. And it's not comparable to Mac Jones either. He came out of a big school, and it's just not a same situation. I say throw him in there and let him play.
If he starts, and I'm just asking this rhetorically, mm-hmm. if he starts and the team does go 3-15 or 3-14 or
whatever
2-15, does that hurt his confidence, or is that what rookie quarterbacks go through? Because they generally go to a bad team anyway.
Yeah, they generally go to a bad team, and it's part of taking your lumps, and then let's see what you are next year.
Yeah.
Let's see if you're able to grow or if you're still making the same mistakes.
Yeah.
And if you're making the same mistakes, you become Zach Wilson, and now the Patriots have to go, is it better for us to move on from this guy?
Speaking of great events in cities, we went to Naples, Florida, and had a great event, and Joe is calling from Naples, Florida. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
So, overall, I
kind of agree with Wiggy. Throw the kid in. But part of me is wondering, is Bob Kraft thinking of the days of Jim Plunkett? Number one draft pick. They threw him in with no line and absolutely killed the guy for 4 years, 5 years before he escaped. He ultimately won some Super Bowls with the Raiders, but it's an example of you throw a top quarterback in, and he's killed. That's all.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, but Wiggy is right. Theoretically, he can get killed next season. Then,
right.
You know,
because if you're telling me you're going to go get a rookie left tackle, isn't he going to have some growing pains of rookie left tackle? Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, he's, you know, that's just the nature of the game.
This is Pat from Quincy. Hello, Pat.
Hey, guys. One thing I don't think people are talking about with May, and, you know, forget the fact that, you know, he's head and shoulders more talented than Brissett. But you just gave, or you offered Ayuk top three money in the league, and he didn't want to come here because he didn't like the quarterback play. If you play Brissett the whole year, you're just repeating that process going into next year.
Great.
Nobody's going to know what May is.
Yeah, that is a great point.
Nobody's going to know who May is, and you're not going to, you know, attract any free agents. You're going to have to hope to land a top five pick, grab a receiver, you know, from one of these SEC schools. But you're just shooting yourself in the foot not playing Brissett. I think you got to start May.
Yeah,
that's a good point from Pat, too, about other players attracting them to want to play here. What if Drake actually shows us, you know, some greatness throughout the season?
What if he doesn't, though?
Then you know you have to get a different guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if he doesn't.
But it might be because he has zero weapons.
Yeah, like, if he's bad his first year. Like, here's what playing him does. And I get all those great points about what the caller made. About if he plays well, he's like CJ Stroud, and then guys like, oh, we want to go play with him. But here's what it does for Drake May playing. You get to see, like, oh, he has the potential. He just doesn't have the weapons. The O-line might be a little shaky, but there are going to be games where you go, oh, this kid's got something. Now we need to make sure that we get a veteran offensive lineman, or we need to make sure we really go after and get a wide receiver. That's what it does. Or you sit there and goes, I haven't seen anything good out of this kid. Let's see looks like his second year.
Listen, I lean on you for these kinds of things because you played in the league.
Lean on me, rejoin.
Yep.
Is everybody aware that Wiggy played in the league? He doesn't talk about it enough.
That I did.
Did you see enough from Drake May Thursday to indicate to you that he should be a starter week one? Have you seen enough?
No, that's a hard thing to do because I've seen plenty of guys in preseason games look great and then get to the regular season and then you're like, oof, you know, so I just looked and said, okay, he was.
Did you see enough to be able to determine that it is a toss-up between he and Jacoby Brissett?
Oh, I've seen enough to go, he can handle the situation over Jacoby Brissett. Like, I've seen enough. It's all about the operation.
Curtis, you're the same?
I would say, as much as anything, it's been how bad Brissett has looked. Whereas I'm sitting here saying, we're not going to gain anything from watching this guy play and struggle. If we're going to struggle, might as well do it with someone who has an upside. And I go back to when I first fell in love with the Patriots in the early 90s. The team stunk, but Bledsoe made you feel like you were in every game.
Yep.
And he brought a certain, I don't even know, buzz to an organization that was buzzless. If we're sitting here on October 10th, the Patriots are 1-6, and Brissett's still your quarterback, we might as well just light the radio station on fire. Yeah. I mean, what are we going to be talking about?
All right. Quick note for Joe from Naples. When calling the radio show, we learned this yesterday, you don't say hello, gentlemen.
Mm-mm.
Oh, is that what he said?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Right.
I said thanks for calling.
There's a lady in the room.
There is. Mm. And not a gentleman.
The mayor of Everett learned that the hard way yesterday.
Sure did. Whoa. Sure did.
Tell you that
sure
much.
Sure did. It's all right.
All right.
By the way, highest paid mayor in Massachusetts. He gets a $10,000 bonus every year he's elected.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought the Quincy guy was going to be the highest paid mayor.
That's what I thought.
Mayor Koch.
He was making over 300,
he
300
like
lodge.
300 grand or something like that.
Maybe I'll check again, but yeah. I think the Everett mayor was number one.
Okay. I'll double check that one.
All right. Well, recently Courtney and I were asked if we wanted to have dinner with Karen Reed.
Ooh-wee.
And as intense Karen Reed trial watchers, we said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to see about maybe getting her to do an interview on the show since she has been in the news. And some were very critical of that decision.
Mm-hmm.
I embrace that. And so one of those individuals who was critical of that decision will join us next and explain why. John Jackson, representing the O'Keefe family, will join us. Are you anxious?
I'm not. I'm an empath, so I just get nervous. I never want, you know, someone's feelings to be hurt or
Jackson,
like someone
Jackson
to be upset.
Jackson is also an empath. He felt very bad for the baseball that went through his windshield near the baseball field.
That is true.
I believe.
But I'm very interested. I'm intrigued.
Your mind is open.
My mind's always been open.
Always open. All right.
I would say I am far more intrigued about the baseball hitting Jackson's car, causing the tire to pop, than I am of anything else, and it's unhealthy. I'll think about it at least once a day.
Really?
How you're watching a baseball game, and then you see a ball which causes you to swerve off the road. If you're watching the game, don't you know the ball's coming?
It sounds a bit like a Kennedy family excuse.
Right.
I
don't want to jump to conclusions.
I'm sure it's legit. All right. We will be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.